The Shadow of the Torturer, The Book of the New Sun, number one by Gene Wolfe. Overview. No matter what summary or review I give this, the fans of this book will say it's wrong. Oh well. Severian is trained as a torturer for the kingdom. He's happy to learn his trade until one day he meets a woman and he does the one thing you're not supposed to do as a torturer, show mercy. Now he's on the run in a world that is far bigger than you realized, and that's it. Nothing else. Okay, maybe the far, far future is where we reside in, and there are androids and magic that might be for higher levels of tech instead that aren't really magic, and the whole book is from Severian's perspective as the future ruler of the world, but maybe not, and it's all might be Gene Wolfe's meta-narrative, although he claims to have received the story from the future in some sort of channeled fever dream. But man, I love sci-fi. Review. I've been getting back into reading more sci-fi these days and really enjoying it. I've heard a lot about the Book of the New Sun series, and what I heard was always, it's one of the best sci-fi series of all time that's really sci-fi fans know about. And then, don't ask me anymore until you read the book. So the fans care about the reading experience, and that says a lot. So my review will follow that similar pattern of no spoilers, but a few tidbits of help that might be of help to you in deciding to read it or in your reading. The story is told from a first-person's perspective from our main character, Severian. He is part of a guild of torturers, him in training, who are tasked not with the extraction of information, but just carrying out the torture and executions in this world. Wolf also has this higher meta-narrative concept from him that the autobiography of Severian is given to him through some sort of time travel means. I don't know. While not actually central to the story, this helps further build the lore of the book, though. Just a straightforward read in the book makes one believe that this is a typical fantasy setting. Even most of the book artwork that you see has that old world feel to it. However, the book takes place in the far, far into the future, where it does seem that the adage that almost is never true is true here. Technology looks like magic from some perspectives. So here's your hint, dear reader, to look for things that seem like they are out of place in a fantasy story are supposed to be because you're actually in a sci-fi story. So there may be elements of aliens and robots and clones, and maybe some sort of sci-fi elements here and there. Another interesting concept that I haven't had much experience with is the possibility of Severian being an unreliable narrator. After watching some video discussions on just this first book, I'm not sure if Wolf is writing Severian as unreliable or just adding in aspects that we, ourselves, use in everyday talk. I have a perfect memory of this incident, and then later you say you don't remember this one thing that happened. It's not exactly a necessarily a lie revealed trope here. However, this is only the first book. Severian is telling the story from his position as leader of this world, and that's another element I missed until I saw it come up again in the book later. As for the story, the plot is there, and it's interesting, but it's the way Wolf unfolds the world that you're seeing and experiencing through Severian. Not everything is explained to you because Severian doesn't have your context to explain why this is the picture or this structure is the way that it is because of a Severian limited experience based on his position as this torturer, and also Severian, to him, those items aren't of note in his world because they've been there and are just there. Wolf does a great job of crafting the story as he does have two, almost three different layers to the story. I get why hard sci-fi folks like this because to get a lot out of it, you need to put in the effort of paying attention and asking the questions of you to what you're actually reading. I gather rereaders of this book are common for fans, and multiple reads still reveal new questions or observations. This story stuck with me after finishing it almost a week ago now. That's usually how I know there's something good that's a slow burn in there to stay in my mind. Just now, getting into a bigger world sci-fi than I have before, I'm kind of surprised I haven't heard about this before. Whether this is a postmodern sci-fi or hard sci-fi or fantasy with a veneer of sci-fi is up for discussion, but the story is just plain good. I will continue the series and believe I'll go on enjoying it. Final grade, A.